This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Friday, September 12th, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I am Marianne Willefier. Making headlines today. On Thursday, the ANC's Treasurer General, Matthew Sposa, insisted that South Africa's macroeconomic frameworks would remain in place in what would be a seamless economic policy transition from Thabo Mbeki's administration to the one that is expected to be led by Jacob Zuma after next year's election. Sposa also insisted that it was the ANC, rather than its left-leaning alliance partners, that would ultimately determine the new government's economic policies. He said that while the ANC had respect for the views held by other sectors within the alliance, the ANC was not communist. It was prepared to make the necessary compromises, as it had in 1994 under former President Nelson Mandela's leadership, in the interests of South Africa and continued economic growth.
The ANC takes its responsibility to create a stable economic environment very seriously. We have put in place a situation where there will be a seamless and stable transition between Mbeki and Zuma.
JSE and AIM-listed information communication technology group Datatech on Thursday announced that it had acquired a 50.1% stake in Indian ICT distribution business Inflow Technologies for an undisclosed amount. The acquisition would provide Datatech with an entry point into and an initial footprint in India. Datatech CEO Jens Montanana says the acquisition was another step in his company's strategy to increase its exposure to emerging markets. It has already increased its presence in Africa, the Middle East, Turkey, and Brazil. Official data showed on Thursday that South Africa's total mining output dropped by 12.6% in July. This was as the production of gold and non-gold minerals fell by 16.4% and 12%, respectively. Statistics South Africa said that platinum group metals recorded a 32% decrease in July when compared with the same period for 2007. This was mainly attributed to deferred maintenance, which would normally have occurred in the first half of the year. Mining production for the 3 months ended July fell by 6.6% when compared with the same period in 2007. However, quarter-on-quarter output improved by 1.3%. Stats SA reported that this was mainly driven by an increase of 2.2% in the production of gold, followed by an increase of 1.2% in the production of non-gold minerals. Also making headlines, an ANC heavyweight asserts that business must prepare to invest in Zimbabwe. July's manufacturing output growth slows. Dwaf unveils a new water certification scheme for municipalities. Platinum Junior Platfields is confident about a JSE listing before year-end. Bateman Engineering reports lower profit in a challenging financial year. And Centula asked the JSE for a voluntary share suspension. In political news, Zimbabwe's parties agree on a power-sharing deal. Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin warns the West against an arms race. The UN's Ban Ki-moon denies failing and slams the UN's bureaucracy. And global child deaths are seen to fall slightly. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.